You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, and motherfucking moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass that Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Hey, don't worry about that big giant Obama cock being up your ass, because it's 2014 now. We have Obamacare. Everybody has free medical care, and I'm sure that you can get Obama's cock removed from your ass. I am the Great One himself, and this is the Stating the Obvious podcast to the Weapons Platform, which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect and moves in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the world. Ah, yes, welcome to the era of Obamacare. The website might be working right now. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't really give a shit. I've already just... Obamacare is pretty much already out of my mind. And I'm just ignoring it, as are millions and millions of people. Of course, what's interesting is all the people who are losing their existing health insurance plan, because of course Obama said, if you like your existing plan, you can keep it. Oh, turns out that wasn't quite true, was it? But then again, this wouldn't be the first time that his Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president and the second coming of Jesus Christ, has lied to the stupid sheeple who wander the plains of this land, believing anything he says, because after all, he is the president. Today is January the 5th, 2014. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. Send us email with your love, your hate, your naked pictures, whatever you want to send it. Send it to us at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, CYNLIBSOC.com. Theme song for Stating the Obvious Podcast is, of course, You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. Randy, the lovely and adorable Randy, is not here today because this is me on... quote-unquote, my time, working on the pile. This is the continuation of the podcast where I'm talking about the pile of shit that's still here. It's been a month. It's been over a month. The shit's been here for years. But it's been over a month, almost a month, since the last edition of Stating the Obvious, because we just went through December, which is like the shitstorm of my life, because in the theater and event business, where I make part of my money, it's December, right? Everybody's doing the fucking Nutcracker. Everybody's having holiday parties. Everybody's doing Christmas pageants. It's fucking Christmas, and everything goes berserk. I accomplished very little during the last month, but there it is. It is what it is. Life goes forward. And... I was sitting here, that was me thinking, that silence. And the other thing I need to add, that I should add more often, I never forget about, is the licensing for Stating the Obvious. Because every time I listen to other podcasts, I love listening to other podcasts. I've been listening to, right now I'm listening to some pseudopods. I've been listening to Clone Pod, and the episodes I have from Clone Pod are apparently really old. Because... And I don't know if Clone Pod, it's clonepod.org. They do science fiction. I don't know if they even still exist. I suppose I could fire up the internet browser and look, but I don't feel like doing it right this minute. But in the one podcast, is done by some kids who sound pretty young. And the little girl's name, she sounds, I don't know, she's 12, maybe younger. Anyhow, in the one episode, she came on and she says, Obama is the president now. We have a new president. So that shows you how old these podcasts are. That's why I say I don't know if they're still podcasting or not. But then the pathetic part was she says, now maybe the other countries will play with us. And I just, oh God, why don't you fucking stupid little shits stick to podcasting science fiction stories and shut the fuck up about politics. Maybe other countries will play with us. Oh, if by play with us you mean where Hussein Obama murders people in foreign countries with flying robots, is that what you mean by play with us, you stupid little brainwashed bitch? Because if it is, maybe the other countries don't want to play with us. Just a fucking thought for your tiny little fucking brainwashed brain. Also saw on the Facebook today a funny thing where somebody posted some girl's tweet, and in the tweet she had said something to the effect of, something like, the Earth is 2014 years old. Amazing. And it's like, oh my God, public education. Yes, yes, public education. Speaking of making fun of women and podcasting and science fiction, I think I had mentioned a book before I was reading about, it's zombies and robots. It's a series of short stories, or a collection of short stories. They're not related to each other. But the common theme of all the short stories is that they involve zombies and they involve robots. Hence the concept of the book being zombies and robots. Whoa. Yes, I know. Brilliant. Amazing how that works. And I got a second one, zombie and robot stories, that were written all by women. And yes, I'm about to make fun of women, so go ahead and get... Not even necessarily femistatist. Just women. So I'm reading this story. I'm reading this story, and in the story, the woman finds a robot, and the robot gets an electric kettle and plugs the electric kettle into itself, and then heats up the electric kettle to heat up some water so the woman can wash her hair. And in the story, the woman in the narrative, in her mind, you know, is thinking about how she was so excited to have hot water to wash her hair. And she never thought she would see hot water again. Never thought she would experience hot water again, maybe is a better way to put it. And what I wonder is the woman who was writing this book, writing this story, really this stupid? Or was she, the woman writing the story, writing a story about a character who is that stupid? Because women, I'm going to clue you in on something. So even if there's a zombie apocalypse, like right now, you can still get hot water. Because you see, there's this thing called fire. Now, I know you don't know how to make one. And you certainly don't know how to put water in a fucking pot. Because if the zombie apocalypse happens right now, all the water heaters are going to stop working. Wood, however, will still be available. Fire will still work. And the pots and pans aren't going to go anywhere. They're still going to be around. And so, was the character too stupid to know that you can boil water to get hot water? Or was the author too stupid to know that you can boil water to get water? And this goes back to what I've said so many times before about women, is that if women ran the world, we would all still be living in the mud, totally naked, wondering where our next meal comes from. Because if women had to do everything, we would have no fire. We would not have wheels. We would not have electricity. We wouldn't have buildings. We wouldn't have any of this shit, because all of this shit has been done by men. The other thing, as I was listening to a podcast, listening to a story about a woman, and this was written by a woman, and the story, at least if I can condense this, it takes place in a future where everybody takes medication which delays the aging process, at least as far as the exterior of their body goes. So your appearance, it keeps you looking young, but it doesn't actually do anything to keep the internal organs youthful and all this other stuff. So you're still aging and getting closer to death. You just don't look it. And so in the story, women who stop taking the medication and therefore stop looking young on the exterior become invisible. And it's not like they really become invisible, like light rays pass through them, but the implication is that they become invisible such that people in society just don't see them anymore. And of course, when men in this society stop taking the medication, they don't become invisible, because when men get older, they don't become invisible because, as I've said a million times, and as other people have said, as men get older, we get better. We become smarter, we gather more resources, we become more desirable to women. As women get older, they just get older. This is why all those of you who are feminist statists out there, who are sitting around going, well, I'm going to fuck everything in sight until I'm 30, 35, 40 years old, and then start looking for a man to marry me and make children, this is why you don't get it. And that was me hitting the keyboard. Did I fuck anything up? Nope. Okay. I don't have Randy here to hold my hand and fucking get me through this. So I'm, you know, as I'm sitting here ragging on women for being dumb fucks, I'll mention how I'm fucking totally helpless without a girl to guide me through this process without fucking it up. Which just goes to show that not all women are incompetent. It's mostly just the femistatists that are incompetent, hence the reason they're a femistatist. I'm not sure if I've even defined femistatist yet. That's coming up. I'm going to do a whole series. I know, you've heard that before. Yeah, great one. You're always going to do a fucking series, and you never do it. It's winter right now. It's like 14 degrees outside here in Fort Collins. There's snow out there. It's winter. This is the time of the year I do not want to fucking go outside for anything. So I'm going to be working on the podcast and getting shit done. So we're going to see. We're going to see if I can get my shit together and get stuff done. So anyhow, back to women getting old. So in the story, she decides to stop taking the medicine. And then there's this whole thing that revolves around this where there is, it turns out there's this secret society of old women who have stopped taking the medication, and they're invisible, and they're really the ones who run society, because they control other people. Because they're invisible, they can walk up and stand right next to other people and talk to those people and subliminally place ideas in their minds. And so these old women who are invisible because they don't take the medication that keeps them looking young, not because light actually passes through them. Remember, they're only invisible because they're not physically attractive. And so everybody in society is completely blind to their existence. And these women actually run the society. And I thought, wow, what a fucking feminazi wet dream. Because this would be the fucking feminist wet dream, is for old, ugly women who are to actually run society, to actually control all the politicians and everything. And the most interesting and, again, telling thing is that the protagonist in this story pretty much did nothing. She initiated nothing. In the story, everything happened to her instead of being initiated, being started by her. She was the recipient of the action of other people. She did not bring any action. And as I was listening to this and thinking about all of this and now sharing it with you, something that occurred to me is the difference between when you read stories. And again, this is not always true by any stretch of imagination. But typically speaking, if you read a story written by a woman with a female protagonist, typically the female protagonist is basically standing around and things are happening to her. If you read a story with a female protagonist written by a man, typically the female protagonist is making things happen. And by that, I thought about basically every Robert Heinlein science fiction novel. Like, for example, in Friday, the main character is a woman, and she makes shit happen. She doesn't stand around fucking waiting for other people to do things. Because in this story, it turns out the old invisible women who run society actually selected the protagonist to stop taking the medication and join them. So they subliminally conditioned her to do this. You know, so it turns out even that was not her own choice. Everything she did in the story was a response to other people doing things. And this is, of course, is why if women ran society, we would still be wallowing around in the mud and we would not have fire or technology or buildings or tools or anything. Because women, essentially, for the most part, again, yes, I know there are exceptions. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking about the 99%. Or in this case, 95%. I actually do know a lot of women who make things happen, but that's also because I'm very selective about who I hang out with. And women who are obviously dumb bimbos, I just exclude from my life. So if we're sitting around counting up my friends, like women I personally know and like and would spend time with, most of them are the kind of women who make things happen. But that's not because all women are like that. It's because women who aren't like that are not the kind of women I want to be friends with. So there it is. That's just a little bit of commentary on the state of women in storytelling. Now, at this point, let me take a breath. And how are we? We are, by we I mean me, because there's nobody here except me and my imaginary friends. And part of why this came up also, yes, I was almost finished with that story. Part of why this came up is I'm working on an experiment. What I was going to try doing was recording myself playing a computer game and talking over the computer game and, of course, talking about anarcho-capitalism or whatever. And I tried a few experiments to get the sound equipment working correctly. I finally got the sound equipment working correctly, and I did a test run, and I very quickly found out that talking about anarcho-capitalism and playing a computer game at the same time was a little more taxing for my tiny little brain than I thought it would be, because humans can't multitask, as I've mentioned before. So we'll see how that experiment works out. I might still try it. But in the process of doing that, I was going to discuss the fact that I was playing a female character in this computer game and point out that the reason I think men like playing female characters in computer games, other than the obvious sex appeal, especially in a shooter game like this where the character's running around, you know, and you're looking at her butt as she runs around. I mean, hello, the whole Lara Croft thing, okay? There's the obvious reason why men like to play female characters in computer games. Tits and ass. All right, we get that. In addition to that, I think part of the appeal is that it's a way to bring to life in a computer game. Oh, God. Bring to life the idea of the competent female. Right, again, in a computer game, the character you're playing can't sit around and wait for things to happen. As the person playing the computer game, you have to manipulate the character and make things happen. You can't just stand there and wait for stuff to come to you. Well, you can, but usually in a computer game, especially the kind that involves shooting stuff, if shit's coming at you, it's the kind of shit you don't want coming at you. So you can't be passive. You got to be active. So I was going to talk about that as well. That was just all part of the female protagonist, the difference between the female protagonist to whom things happen versus the female protagonist who makes things happen. Now, having babbled all of that, we are now going to get back with the program. This is me going through the pile of shit on the floor. I will be pausing the recording. Between all of this, pausing the recording, it's such a deep sin for me here, but I'm going to get over it. Because, as I've mentioned, you guys know how I hate doing that. I like to just ramble for 52 minutes and be done with it. All right, anyway, here we go. As soon as I remember which button is the pause button. Randy, I can't fucking function. Oh my God, I'm on my own. I have no adult supervision. Fuck me. I'm screwed. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The first thing on the top of the pile. Oh, okay. After all of that, talking about, you know, women. Now they stand around and wait for things to happen. All right, hang on. Because God forbid I adjust the microphone while the fucking microphone is off and I'm not recording. That would make way too much sense. All right, for those of you who have a life and don't know who this is, you all know who Dear Abby is because she's the icon. There is an advice columnist who writes in the fashion magazines, and it goes by E. Jean. And so I have some E. Jean columns sitting here. These are hilarious. Okay, these are the questions that women who read fashion magazines are writing in to get advice on. And E. Jean's advice doesn't even fucking matter. I'm going to read these questions to you. And as we do this, remember, these are women. These, for the most part, are probably femistatist. These are feminist, these are feminazis, these are liberal democrats. These are women who think they're equal to men and that they should make the same amount of money that we make. All right, here we go, listen to this. Dear E. Jean, I won't bore you with how amazing and perfect my fiancé is, except to say that he's wonderful. He recently surprised me with a $52,000 Mercedes, a beautiful apartment, and a 4-carat diamond ring. I myself have spent $9,500 on a wedding dress and $20,000 just for the wedding planner. But now I'm waking up every morning afraid I've reached the point of no return. My ex-boyfriend is back. Okay, why is it that men don't want to fucking get married? This bitch isn't even fucking married to this guy yet, and she already wants to go fuck the ex-boyfriend. This is what we men are talking about when we reference the fact that you women are never fucking satisfied. You're never fucking happy. The guy gave her a $52,000 Mercedes and she's still not happy. This is what the fuck we're talking about. This is why, as a man, I buy a goddamn coffee pot, I use it till it breaks. I buy a frying pan, I use it until the fucking handle falls off. And even then, you can sit the frying pan on the thing and you can take it on and off the fucking stove with a pair of pliers. This is why I buy clothing and I wear, you know, women always make fun of men. You've had that t-shirt ever since I've known you. Well, yeah, it's a fucking shirt. It still fits. There's nothing wrong with it. We don't have to buy new clothes every 3 fucking months. Because we don't have vaginas. You buy something, you use it until it becomes completely unusable. You don't buy new shit every 3 months. Can we say environmental destruction? I love how women fucking can't shut up about global warming and environmental destruction, but you can't turn the fucking light switch off, can you? It would fucking kill you to turn the lights off when you leave the room. And you're constantly buying shit. How much environmental destruction is done for trucks to burn diesel fuel to drive all over the country with all those fucking cosmetics in them? And all this shit that you buy, all these fucking clothes and these purses and all this shit. How much environment is destroyed because you can't buy one fucking purse and just use the fucking thing for the rest of your life? Never satisfied. This is why men don't want to get married to your stupid bitch asses. This is why, well, we'll get to that. He had, we're back to the letter now, we're talking about the ex-boyfriend that she wants to fuck instead of the guy who gave her a $52,000 car. He had lost his hedge fund and thought it best to get out of New York, so he spent the past 2 years on his parents' property outside Durham, North Carolina, getting his MBA at Duke. So he doesn't have any money, but he can afford to go get an MBA at Duke. Okay, whatever. Now he has returned and is looking for a job. So he doesn't have a job, but he had enough money to get an MBA at Duke, but he doesn't have a job. And he had to live with his parents. Remember, this is the man. She wants to dump the guy who can afford to give her a $52,000 car for the unemployed guy who lived with his mommy and daddy while he was going to college. I'm ashamed to admit it, but you weren't too ashamed to do it. I love when women say shit. I'm ashamed to admit this. Oh, I didn't see you being fucking ashamed when you were doing it. But now you're ashamed. Okay, sure, whatever's, whatever, honey. I'm ashamed to admit it, but we picked up right where we left off. I've seen him numerous times, and I'm completely in love with him. We even ran off for a weekend trip to Nantucket. There was a young boy from Nantucket who saw a bitch, and he fucked it. All right, look. Here it is. You women cannot fucking make logical, intelligent choices. You can marry the guy who can give you a $52,000 car, or you could have sex with the bad boy. You can have sex with the guy who lives with mommy and daddy and has no fucking job. And who do you pick? And you wonder why people like me and people in the manosphere make fun of you fucking women for making stupid choices. I mean, God, even Stefan Molyneux recently did a brilliant video where he talked about why men should not date single mothers. You know, and to distill it, it's because if you're a single mother, like unless your husband died, or unless you divorced your husband because he was actually beating you or abusing you or something like that. If you're the typical single mother, the reason you're a single mother is because you made a really stupid choice. You had sex with some guy because he was all bad boy, or he looked like, what's that fucking band, New Direction, I think they're called? Apparently, I guess they're something now. I don't fucking know. They're like, who... Justin Bieber now or something. I don't. Anyway, apparently those of you with vaginas want some guys called New Direction to stick their dicks in you or something. I don't know. I don't fucking care. It's pop culture. But the point is, you fucking stupid whores will just fuck anything that pushes your little button. But the things that push your button aren't the men who can fucking provide you with a stable environment to have a family and raise your kids. You want to fuck the unemployed guys who live with their fucking parents. And then you wonder why you're a single mother and you have a kid and no sane man wants to fucking put up with you. This is why. It's because you're just dumber than shit. You're just dumber than shit. Women are driven almost entirely by emotion. You have no fucking logic. Anybody with half a fucking brain, let's see, okay, marry the guy I'm engaged to who gave me a $52,000 car, or go to Nantucket and have sex with the unemployed guy who lives with his parents. Wow, that one's really tough. I'm going to think about this. Any fucking normal, sane, rational person, including normal, sane, rational women, would be able to reach a rational conclusion on this one. Back to reading this letter. I'm pretty sure my hair is falling out with anxiety. My wedding is coming up. Do I really want to leave my amazing fiance for someone who is still so unsure of his future? Your fiance is obviously not that amazing if you're fucking some guy who lives with his parents in Nantucket. He feels that he can't give me what I need right now. I'm 27 and want to start a family soon. Oh my, this is... no, he can't give you what you need because what you need... The gods of anarcho-capitalism, forgive me for saying this. What you need is, do you need to have the shit slapped out of you? That's what you need. You want to start a family, but you want to slut around with unemployed guys in Nantucket. Whoever you fucking do, yeah, E. Jean actually says, don't marry the guy, whatever. But yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. But if this woman marries this guy, he's going to end up with a slut whore of a wife. She's going to fuck other people. The kids are going to end up not being his children. Get the fuck out of this guy's life, you stupid bitch. He feels that he can't give me what I need right now. I'm 27 and I want to start a family soon. Of course you want to start a family soon because you're getting old and you know you are. Again, for 27 years, she's probably been fucking everything that moves. Now that she's getting old, she's got to marry somebody and start making the family, squeeze out the puppies. All right, and could never ask me to leave my fiancé. But I know that once he gets his confidence back, things will be wonderful. Yes, he's living with his parents right now and he's unemployed, but oh, once he gets his confidence back, everything's going to be wonderful. Because that's all you can, if you have confidence, everything will be wonderful. God damn it. And you women wonder why men in the manosphere talk about how stupid you are and how you make stupid choices. And you wonder why the pickup artist, who I have really mixed feelings about. Well, I don't like the term pickup artist. I have mixed feelings about people who are, I'm a pickup artist. Dude, whatever. Get a fucking life. That's almost as bad as playing computer games in your basement. I mean, get a life other than being a pickup artist. But anyhow, so, I mean, I have some mixed feelings about the hardcore. I'm not talking about guys like Roosh who go out and, you know, fuck women, but then also have a life above and beyond that. To me, pickup artist, to me, when that phrase goes through my brain, what I see is the kind of loser guys who have a lot of sex, but like their whole life just revolves around meeting girls and having random sex. And it's like there's nothing to them beyond that. So that's why, to me, pickup artist is sort of a negative connotation. So when I use it, I usually mean it in that sense. What the fuck was I talking about? Randy's not here to keep me on track. I don't have a woman here to fucking hold my hand through this. I'm lost. I was making fun of women for not being organized. Oh, wait, that's me. Anyway. Yes, this is why people in the manosphere talk about how you women need to stop making stupid, bad choices. You need to stop having fucking kids. You need to stop fucking everything that moves that hasn't shaved for 2 days because he looks bad boyish. All right, let me just move on because there's pages of this. Let me move the fuck on. Dear E. Jean, my new salary makes me nervous. It's so much money. I'm scared that I'm going to end up blowing it. I'm afraid I'll feel too comfortable spending it. How can I avoid losing my head? Okay, this is why you women shouldn't be CEOs. This woman's had 12 years of public education, where she was schooled primarily by women. She was raised by a mother who was a woman. She went to college for at least 4 years, and she has no fucking clue how to simply manage her money. And yet you women go, we should make as much money as men. We should be CEOs. We should be CFOs. Why? You don't know how to manage a budget, and you don't know how to fucking do math. You're lucky you get any money whatsoever. Shut the fuck up, get your bitch ass in the kitchen, and make me a pie. All right. Dear E. Jean, what's the club etiquette when an attractive guy moves in close and starts petting my hips 10 minutes after he introduces himself to me? I'm not a prude, but I... Clue number one that she's a prude is that she has to say she's not a prude. All right, I'm not a prude, but... Oh, whew, okay, take three. Deep breath. Okay, from the diaphragm. I'm not a prude, but I'd like to at least know a guy before he fills me up. Should I tell him off? I've tried both ways. Recently, when it happened, I told the guy, keep your hands to yourself, and he lost interest. And when a second guy did it, I pretended his hands weren't on me, and he stayed interested. What should I do? Whoa, wait, hold it. You mean when men touch women, if the women tell the guy to buzz off, they lose interest, but when men touch women and the women don't tell the guy to buzz off, they don't lose interest? Holy shit! You must have a college diploma also. Yes! Yes! Welcome to the real, in the real world, grown men are not interested in women who aren't interested in having sex. And one way you find out if a woman is not a fucking prude is, within the first 10 minutes of knowing her, if you fucking touch her. Duh! I guess maybe women don't know this. This would be one of those pickup artist techniques that those of us know. When you meet a chick, there's things you do to find out if she's interested, if she's available, how sexual she is, how unsexual she is. By that I mean, you know, is she like good to fuck or is she not good to fuck? Is she 25 years old and still a virgin because she's waiting for a white knight? Or does she get her... And touching a woman is one of the ways you do that. Yes, yes, honey. Welcome to the real world where men are actually men. You know, this is a spin, but this is something I've been thinking about too, is what must it be like for women who go to colleges where all the men are like, because in colleges, women are told, go out, have sex, experiment, yada, yada, yada. And of course, men are told, if you have sex with a woman, you're a rapist. And so I wonder, like, what it is like for an 18-year-old girl going into a college to go into an environment where all the men around her are being told if they have sex with a woman, they're terrible people. And so I don't know. I have zero frame of reference on what this is like. And this is why I pose the question and throw it out there. So what must it be like to go through 4 years of college surrounded by men who, to a large extent, and certainly not all of them by any stretch of imagination, but where a lot of the men around you, you know, have been conditioned with this feminist conditioning to think that if they talk to a woman, it's rape. If they look at a woman, it's rape. And some of you may think I'm exaggerating that. Perhaps you'd need to go to a college campus and see some of the things that the people are told, and you would find out that, no, men on college campuses, boys on college campuses, are actually told that if you look at a woman for too long, that is rape. Okay, I've actually talked about this previously on Stating the Obvious. I've read articles and shit from Colorado State University saying that men who look at women are raping them and violating them sexually. I don't have to make this shit up because I couldn't make this shit up. So then these women, they spend 4 years in this environment where 75% of the men around them, boys around them, are terrified to even go near them because just breathing the same air as a woman is rape. There's the other 25% of the boys on college campuses who are fucking everything in sight. Life is good for them. So then these women go out into the real world. And I think this letter illustrates exactly what happens when these sheltered, feminist, indoctrinated bimbos leave the college campus and go out where the grown-ups are for the first time. They have no way to fucking reference anything. All right, next letter. I'm telling you, this whole episode is going to be nothing but this. Just brace yourself. Dear E. Jean, what would you say? Any phrase that starts off, what would you say? You know something bad is coming. What would you say if I told you the man I love is bankrupt? Again, here we go. When women have choices of what man to stick the dick inside their cunts, which men do they choose? The unemployed guy who lives with his parents. The bankrupt guy. that, and then they sit here and go, we should make the same amount of money as men. We should be CEOs. Wait, hold it. You should be in charge of all the resources of a multi-billion dollar corporation. But when it comes to deciding what kind of cock to put inside your cunt, you're going to take a cock that's attached to a guy who's bankrupt. But we're going to give you control of all the resources of this corporation. Why do you women not understand how fucking stupid that is? Look at Marissa Myers when she took over Yahoo, when she laid down the edict that nobody was allowed to work from home anymore. I mean, what more fucking matriarchal, patronizing, fucking childish bullshit can that... Again, the environment. Oh, pollution to the environment. So people work at home. Now they got to come to the office. You got to drive to the office every fucking day. How much fossil fuels are you burning? Right? I mean, fucking hell. This is why you women need to get your bitch asses in the kitchen and make some fucking pie. Because you can cook because there's a recipe and there's only so many different ways you can fuck up making a pie. But I mean, look at this. If she's got a choice. There's 7 billion people on the planet Earth. Of those 7 billion, 49% of them are men. What man does she choose to put his cock inside her cunt? The guy who's bankrupt. Whoa. You are so fucking intelligent. You should be the CEO of a corporation. All right, what would you say if I told you the man I love is bankrupt? What if I told you that his bankruptcy was due to his professional incompetence? I would say the two of you are a fucking match made in heaven because you're incompetent also. You guys should fucking get married. That's what you should do. Get fucking married. Start making some babies. Then he can leave you because he's going to go fuck another woman. And then you can start getting welfare. Yes! All right. That he has no signs of income and that he has cheated on me for 6 months till I took him to a therapist and made him stop. Ow! No! Ladies and gentlemen, the female psyche it's in its full fucking glory. They don't understand why the manosphere makes fun of them. They don't get it. They don't understand. They should be making as much money as men. They should be CEOs. They should be the president of the... If only women ruled the world, everything would be perfect. Oh my God. Oh, fucking God who does not exist. Jesus Christ on a fucking stick. If this is not... Seriously. Do I really need to fucking even say anything here? Which, that's the scary part, is that the women listening to this, both of you, You're like, well, what's wrong? I don't understand. Okay, so yeah, he sounds like a nice guy. I'd go out with him. Like, fuck! Fuck! E. Jean, what would you say if I told you this same guy can be loving, good in bed and excellent at household chores, and that I've asked him to move in with me. And there it is. He's worthless, he fucks other women, but he's really good at fucking. Do you really think you're gonna be the only woman he fucks? Come on, think about this. It's like what men tell each other. You know, the guy sitting there going, yeah, man, my girlfriend, yeah, she was a virgin when I met her, and man, I fucking, yeah. And then I busted her cherry. Yeah, man, boy, she sucks a really good dick, man. It's like, dude, how do you think she got to be able to suck a really good dick if she was a virgin till you took her virginity? Because, oh, you're so manly. Come on, boys, think about it. The reason she fucks so good is because it ain't her first rodeo. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Again, let's you know, we gotta distinguish. There's a difference between, and this goes for men and women. I mean, there's a difference between fucking a reasonable number of different people. You know, like if you're having sex with six different people a year, that's well within tolerance levels nowadays. If you're fucking six different people a week, now we might be a little borderline. All right. He's really good at sex. He's bankrupt. He cheats on me, but he's really good at sex. Well, of course he's good at sex, honey. He's doing this probably to lots of... I mean, if you're bankrupt, if you don't have any money, how the fuck do you think you stay alive? This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some woman. I can fuck her and she'll pay my bills. I can fuck her and she'll let me move in with her. Dude, I will totally do fucking housework and fuck you if you let me live with you and you pay for everything for me. I mean, this is a fucking no-brainer. Any man who says he would not take a woman up on that deal is either lying or stupid. I've asked him to move in with me. I make plenty of money for two. I'm in the 1%. Again, this is she's in the 1%. She's one of the richest 1% of women in the United States. And this is how intelligent. I guarantee you she inherited that money because she didn't fucking earn it. Not with this fucking brain. I make plenty of money for two. I'm in the 1%. But I have three kids to put through college. She has three kids. She's going to let this man move in with her. Bing, 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 bing. Wait. Where's the kid's father? Does she even know who the father of these kids is? Do the kids have the same father? Where's the fucking father? Well, you know what? I wouldn't want to be married to this woman either, because she may be in the 1%, but she's obviously stupider than shit. Am I being stupid about letting him move in, or just petty about money? Wow. If I were a feminist, I would say, just wow. But I'm not a feminist, so I'm a man, so I can just say, wow. That's sort of an inside joke. You have to be in the manosphere to get that. All right, I'm running out of time in this one. Question, am I finished? I'm still single at 38 with four chihuahuas. I want a fulfilling life, so I intend to find a connection through volunteering. What groups might I try? Yes, honey, you're finished. You're 38 years old. Your baby clock is ticking. You're single. You have four fucking chihuahuas. This is, you know, this just does show you not all crazy cat women have cats. No, honey, you're finished. No man on the fucking planet Earth is interested in a 38-year-old woman with four chihuahuas. Fucking shut up, get your ass in the kitchen, and make me a fucking pie. All right, I don't need to do that one, and our sex life is in a lull. When my husband and I were dating, we were so hot for each other, we couldn't get enough. Then we married, had a baby, and the fluffy love phase ended. Simply getting a good night's sleep became the goal. Now that our daughter is older, we're still not heating up. Here's the thing. He touches me like he's afraid I'm going to slap his hand away. It's always very tentative, and it's starting to turn me off. I've always loved sexually aggressive men. I've told him on more than one occasion I'd like him to grab me, but he won't. He's a true man and gives me everything I need, but... He's a true man and he gives me everything I need, but... The word but tells you all that was a lie, but this area could use some improvement. Well, you've turned him into a mangina. You've transformed him into a beta male. You made a baby, you're getting old, He's probably fucking somebody else, or maybe he's not. I mean, maybe he's just pure mangina. Again, this is what happens. You women, you want men to turn into manginas so they don't fucking question you, they don't argue you, they'll obey you, they white knight for you and all this other shit. So then, here, now that he doesn't fuck you like an animal anymore, which is what you really want, which is what most women really want, women like sex. I know. See, just saying that, that's rape. The feminists are going to fucking shit themselves. How dare you say women like sex? I said women like sex, not feminist. I know you fucking feminists don't like sex. Okay, I'm talking about normal, well-adjusted, intelligent, fucking mentally sane women like sex. I know if you're a feminist, you have no fucking frame of reference to understand that statement because you're not a woman and you're not sane and you're not well-adjusted. Okay, but some women like sex, but our society is manginaizing all the fucking men so that you feminists don't ever have to have your fucking nasty little feelings hurt, and this is part of what's happening out of that. Women who want sex with real men are getting fucked over, and that's why they have to hang out with the guys who are bankrupt and fuck the guys who live with their parents and don't have a job, because the male population is getting mangina-ized. I wonder if I just invented a new word there. Mangina-ized. I'm not sure. Anyway, guess what? I got two more pages of this. I'm not sure if these are as good as those were because I haven't read the other ones yet. But there we go, man. Another 52 minutes of me giving feminist shit. I'm getting good at this. I wonder if I should switch from being an anarcho-capitalist podcast to being a fuck with feminazis podcast. I'll be back soon.